I don't fucking know. It sounds fine. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Pretty Good Times. Joining me this week is not mentioned. He's got a child or two to look after. The fucking loser.
He's got two.
Two kids, man.
That's crazy.
He's desperate for attention, dude.
those voices you hear. Are two wonderful comedians. Do you still do comedy?
Yeah.
Okay. Tom Walker. I thought you quit, bro.
What? No.
I thought you quit.
No, I just didn't do the festivals this year because last year I did it and it ruined my life.
No, we were just talking, weren't we, Jordan? Jordan Buzz also here. We were saying Tom quit comedy, right?
Yeah. No.
No, I never said that. No. I never said that.
I'm turning against Jordan immediately.
He said, Tom is doing comedy all the time. In my mind, I see it.
Oh, you're both against me equally, clearly.
Reason we're against you. Oh, sorry. What were you going to say?
I was just going to say that I recently bombed a gig so hard that I messaged the room runner to apologize. So if anything, I'm doing comedy more than ever before.
What was the beautiful
gig? Was it?
Dude, it was Magic Mike in the Cross. And I was.
So that's an open mic. Kind of one, right? Is it? Or
no, it's like a paid gig.
Right, okay.
At this particular one, there weren't that many people. They were all like Groupon. So it was like three failing dates and then one table up to the far left that were risen above the rest of the people. Mm-hmm. And the table was all full of people who worked together at some job.
Right, okay, like a corporate.
Yeah, and so they... And they were like classic, like, you know, the MC was like, oh, where do you guys work? And the guy, one of the, you know, the ringleader was like, Tinder. And they all laughed. And then they were like, oh, he was like, okay, you know, start trying to do bits on Tinder. And then he was like, no, we don't actually work there. And then like laugh, you know, just constantly like fucking. Yeah. Anyway, I'm up first. I bomb so hard that at the end, I'm reassuring the audience that the rest of the night is going to be okay. And then.
I wouldn't put you on first in a comedy lineup.
Neither would I.
I mean, I don't want to, you know, blame them for that.
I'm a strong taste.
You're a freak. Yeah. Put you on at the end.
I know. Anyway, yeah. Because if you put me up at the start, they're thinking like, are they all like this?
But, it's terrifying.
Yeah. I mean, I get off the stage and I'm like, okay, that was a super bomb. I think because the door is right next to the stage. What would be funny right now is if I just turn and leave immediately through the door. Like that's the one way I can get like something going. But oh, my bag is over there. It's at the back of the room. And so I run to the back to grab my bag immediately. Grabbing the bag. The MC is on the stage. As I sprint towards the door, I just have one step that goes a bit too long. So it turns into a lunge and a deep lunge. And then I slam into the door. That's it.
Yes.
Terrifying the like 18-year-olds in the stairwell who are going up to some dance or reggae name. And then I like slam into it, creating the loudest, most unsettling noise. And then I walk away, realizing that during that stumble, I had dropped my phone on the floor. I don't go back to get it. I just walked all the way home. And then when I got home, I used my laptop and was like, hey, if anyone sees my phone on the floor.
Also, I'm sorry about the gig.
Also, sorry for taking a big stinky shit on the stage.
Also, Jordan and I have been waiting here for half an hour for you to turn up, Tom, because you slept in today.
Yep.
Which, you know, and I should say, I don't want to reveal the curtain too much. We're recording this at... 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
So. Yes.
It's tough though. It's hard out here for a bitch. Like, and Tom...
I'm a bitch. I'm a bitch. pointing, just so you know that what Jordan's talking about, I'm bitch. It's tough out here for me.
It's tricky. We're in eclipse season.
What
you
does
know?
That mean?
I don't know.
Jordan, that's fucking awesome. I want to get into that kind of astrology where it explains away my flaws and doesn't give any chances for me to improve.
That's Chatty Nichols, baby.
Yes,
Chatty
dude.
Nichols, she's this like Hollywood astrologer. And I watched a video of her yesterday being like, today, you just like, she was like, this season, just take it easy. Don't do anything.
Just this season?
Yes.
That shit, you would kill a hunter-gatherer.
3 months? Hey, 3 months of taking it easy?
Hey, sweetie, don't worry. Winter will take care of itself.
She said that I've already sowed the seeds. I just need to wait for them to rise. She said, just let it go.
So how laser targeted is that? Is that to like a specific sign or is that just
her followers?
Her followers, which is like...
just like 100,000 people or whatever. Like,
yeah, but absolutely.
A statistically significant like fraction of the workforce will be taking it easy and letting it go.
Seeds have you, like, did you bother to think what seeds you may have planted?
I was like, okay, so like this is like the last weekend of like this show.
Sure.
That's done.
So Jordan's on tour right now. It's just done. Melbourne is now doing Sydney. And they I'm on tour.
I did Melbourne and Sydney.
You also did Perth.
I did Perth. Than January, of course.
Yeah. So you've got one show left tonight. We won't be able to plug it because this will come out tomorrow.
please don't come. It's going to be terrible. It's going to be such a shit show tonight. It's so funny.
Why?
Because it's Sunday and it's the last one and it's never good.
It's crazy that you have to end on a Sunday, isn't it?
Yeah.
We should just like roll that back.
We should cancel the show.
Because we've already sowed the seeds.
You know, if you jump off a set of stairs and kind of lock your knees in the air, you can break your legs and no one would make you do the show.
Oh my God, so good. Do you guys remember like when you'd be like so stressed in year 12 and you'd be like, I just want to get hit by a car hard enough that it knocks me out.
Okay.
So I don't feel anything, but I have to go to hospital for a couple of weeks. See, mums feel that way too. They have hospital fantasies.
And are you supposed to stop feeling that after year 12? I had that today.
No one can expect anything of you.
It's fine.
On the way to the podcast.
Yeah.
On the way here, you're like, maybe they won't be mad at me for being late if I get hit by a car.
Because, and as you get older, you start doing the maths as well. Because, like, an 18-year-old, you can get hit by an increasing amount of car. But, as like, I'm 34 now, I'm like, I think...
It's got to be a bike.
Maybe like a particularly fat cyclist.
Yes. Like, that'll do it.
Yeah.
And you run into the bike while it's stopped.
Sorry,
twisting
I hit a
my ankle as I try.
I hit a cyclist while I'm here.
You're trying to exit after bombing and you run into a cyclist.
Were you a cyclist? Were you driving? No, I was trying to flee a room. I tripped and fell down some stairs.
It was so bad, man.
How has Sydney been for you, Jordan? Last time you were in Sydney, you had a, can I say, horrible eye infection.
Yeah. I've been talking about it so much. To the point where someone like messaged me because I posted the photos because I talked about it on the radio with you guys. And I was like, I'll post the photos on my stories. And someone was like, dude, you got to stop.
So you went and got like an eyelash thing done or whatever. And
eyelash tint, yeah.
And then it had a bad reaction or something.
Yeah.
But no one knew what it was and you had to get tested for viruses and bacteria and shit.
Yeah, like gonorrhea, chlamydia and herpes of the eye. And none of them came back positive. Like nothing. And they were like, oh, it's probably just like a chemical burn on my eyes. It was crazy.
But the photos are fucked up.
Oh, yeah.
They would be fucking awful. I haven't seen... the byproduct of a successful eyelash tint. Is it reasonable to say that that is maybe the least effect of cosmetic procedure for the most disgusting?
And I rubbed them so much that the tint was just like rendered, like it was just gone.
I can promise you no one was looking at you and thinking that the tint wasn't holding up.
Yeah, no, the tint really hides the pus. But
did you get them dyed yellow?
You're bubo-laden peasant. Oh my God, Jordan had some pus put in.
I did look like a peasant.
Well, I didn't know you well back then, but you had these like, you were just doing gigs in crazy sunglasses. And I thought
they were regular sunglasses.
No, but just like being on stage with sunglasses is such a big choice. I thought you were like,
I can't believe this is how Jordan finds out she was wearing crazy sunglasses.
Yeah, they were bad. Like, they weren't normal. They were like bad and gauche. They were like...
I wish that I had done like 2022, like New Year's glasses.
Happy New Year's sunglasses.
That would have been so good. What a wasted opportunity.
But when you see a person on stage doing comedy with sunglasses, you just assume that you assume it's part of the character.
Yeah.
As opposed to they have a... An eye infection.
And people kept being like, you know that annoying thing where like your dad's friends are always like, bet you're getting plenty of material out of this. And I was like, no, I'm just in like a lot of pain. And like my mom was like, are you making a joke about it? I was like, no, I walk on stage and I say, like, I have an eye infection. It looks like I'm, if you see tears rolling down my face, it's pus. And then that was it. And then I just
did the show. Are you still opening with that?
Yeah, can I have that?
she's got the wacky sunglasses for this year.
Oh, my God.
Can I share with you guys, this is really more of a story that I think Tom will be more interested in than Jordan, but I wanted
I'm ready
share,
to be complimented.
Is that about, like, sport and, like, beer?
Is that what you think Tom's into?
Yeah.
Okay. Jordan, honestly, thank you.
I'm getting a lot of alpha energy from you too.
This is just like being on the Joe Rogan podcast.
Yeah, I've got really high T, I think it's called.
Can't have been clearer that someone's pronouncing it T-E-A.
This is an ABC News story from ABC Rural. Prized buffalo semen destroyed accidentally after administration error.
No.
So do you guys know about Australia's strategic reserve of cum?
Animal husbandry.
Yeah.
No, I've been in...
So we have a strategic stockpile of buffalo semen in the Northern Territory because we've been collecting and storing it because the world's best riverine buffalo genetics are required for research and breeding. I don't know what buffalo is. Buffalo used for meat? Do you eat buffalo? I don't know.
I would assume so. But yeah. Also, I don't know that I've knowingly interacted with buffalo meat or hide.
No, they feed... I've seen buffalo leg. They feed it to lions at zoos and stuff.
Oh, that makes sense. Yeah. Well,
but I can't imagine that they... Well, I thought that they just used cum for face creams as well. What?
What are you talking about?
No, but I don't know if it's buffalo, but there's like, it's like...
That's not... No,
no, okay, that's not...
We're going through a big list of animals from A to Z. We're seeing whose cum helps.
And we've stopped at B.
Yeah, because weirdly, the volunteers dried up. What are you talking about?
No, because whale cum. You can get a really good serum that is whale cum. And apparently it's really good.
This feels like a fucking psyop to get people to put whale cum on their fucking heads.
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. But it apparently works.
I don't
have any evidence of that. Maybe it's because they're like the semen, the like little tat, they're so young.
I mean, with whale cum, it would be, yeah.
Do whales? Ooh, but they're ready for they're mammals, aren't they? So they have cum.
They are mammals.
They had to wank off Tilly cum. Yeah, they had to wank him off Tilly came. The orca whale. Do you remember that?
No.
You're like talking about this like it was like 9/11. You guys remember where you were when they were jerking off the orca? What are you fucking talking about?
In Blackfish, that documentary about the guy who killed that woman, the orca whale.
The story about one dangerous young man. You wouldn't believe it's this horrible story about a young man who drags a woman underwater with only his mouth.
But yeah, in the documentary they had have a clip where they're like, and we had to wank him off, and it's just Tilly cum like like laying on his side, smile.
But for cosmetic purposes.
No, that was for breeding.
Right, okay.
Yeah, sorry.
That's all right.
Anyway, so what's going on with the bull cum?
And while we're just on the subject of like wanking off mammals,
sure.
Do you know this is like a classic. Radiolab did a story on this a while back. The house where they gave this dolphin LSD to see if it could. Yes. And are you aware that during that experiment, the woman who lived with the dolphin all those for like many, many weeks would also just jerk the dolphin off?
Yeah.
Because it was a teenage male dolphin and it was better for its concentration because otherwise he was so horny he just spent all of his time like in this room that was like up to, you know, around calf or waist height with water, and it would just kind of bump up against her.
Oh my God. She jerked it off.
There's a hypothetical we've talked about a couple of times on this podcast actually, Jordan. I don't know if I've done it with you before. But I know you've worked with animals in the past. And the hypothetical is if the mafia have captured you and whatever, there's a gun to your head or whatever. I don't know the full scenario.
Yeah, dream come like, true for me.
They're like, we're breaking you into the zoo. You've got to get us some animal cum as quickly as you can.
Yeah.
What are you going for?
Baboons, straight away.
But you are leaving in several body bags.
When you go into the baboon cage, don't you get killed?
Yeah.
Yeah, but but if I just need the sperm, I'll simply stand in front of the glass and wait for one of the weirdos to start wanking off on the glass like they do in front of school children on a daily basis.
Baboons just jerk off at the zoo?
Yes. They just stand, and sometimes they don't even jerk off. They just stand in front of the window holding their dick just like looking at you.
Oh!
And it's like a dominance thing. I hate them.
Yeah, right.
I hate them. But yeah, I'd get that. Okay. Maybe. But in this scenario, you have to like go and
jerk off it.
I don't know. Maybe a duck just to see what it's like. Because they've got those screwdriver or those like
corkscrew
dicks.
I don't know that I would be able to make a duck come.
I reckon
that's within,
because that doesn't feel like a friction thing for
the
them.
The mammalian reserve, I think, would be, yeah. But yeah.
You've got to go mammals.
Friction is my domain, for sure.
I don't know. What would you pick?
I was thinking like a meerkat or something. Something you could like, something you're bigger than so you can grab.
Mm. Do they have like a regular dog at the zoo?
Yeah, an elephant.
Give me the elephant enclosure. I could scurry under the bottom of one of those and see to myself.
Yeah, and it's so big that it wouldn't feel sexual.
Yeah.
Yeah, it'd feel like a gym exercise.
Yeah,
like I was doing home renovations, honestly, like unclogging a gutter.
Absolutely.
Right? Well, anyway, this prized buffalo semen reserve has been destroyed, and the Northern Territory Council.
Did you eat it all up?
Yes. It's actually going into one of those wacky restaurants in Tasmania.
Thirsty radio host has infiltrated the buffalo semen reserve.
He said, lovey, cummy, cummy.
He said, what?
The photo on the news article is seeing with like a little mustache.
Buffalo
and
cum.
The caption says, thank you, mummy.
Thank you, mummy. Thank you, mummy, for my cummy. That's you, bro.
That's crazy that you did that.
It is crazy that I did that. Is it just
looking back?
It's wild that I did.
It's not like other girls.
Anyway, I just thought, you know, listeners might be interested to know that there's no more buffalo cum left in the Northern Territory.
Is there any information on how it was accidentally destroyed?
Yes. So it was an administrative error. So
they fucking set, they were in the spreadsheet and they just typed zero where they should have typed like 50 litres?
Yeah, I think, 2,300 straws of buffalo cum were set to be destroyed accidentally.
They said straws?
I guess it's like tubes.
Somebody sucked that up. Like that's crazy.
So now the buffalo producers and researchers who relied on this semen will now have to find alternatives or breed naturally. So I don't know if they're going to have to go collect their own or...
I always think about like artificial insemination for animals, like the females, it must freak them out.
Yeah.
Like if they're just like giving birth one day or they're like suddenly pregnant.
Oh.
You know, like just being like, what the hell?
When did this happen?
Yeah. Mm. It reminded me, this is a fucked story, but in like, because I used to read a lot of Jodi Picoult in primary school, so my mum and I could have something to talk about.
Is that maybe a bit old for a child?
Yeah, yeah, okay. Yeah. But like I started writing a novel and I like it gave it to my year 6. Oh, it was like so much younger than year 6. I can't remember. But I like gave like the first chapter and it was like about a girl who's in like a polygamous Mormon family because I think my family were watching Big Love at the time. Uh-huh. And it was like she tested positive for a pregnancy test on a dare at a sleepover and it turns out that her like one of the jealous like second mothers had been like selling her. While she was asleep. And
what
I was like,
fuck?
because I was like, this is an incredible story. And then my teacher was like, you are not allowed to. Yeah. She was like, you need to read some like happier stories.
An 11-year-old pressing this in your hands. Hey.
That is weird. Yeah. I forgot that had happened until now.
Did the teachers like that would be disturbing enough that I would call like,
absolutely.
Docs or whatever. Absolutely. I would call the authorities to be
But it was just like, I just watched a lot of SVU. Like, I did. Like it was just.
It is weird how, for you kind of. SVU is kind of like Fireball, where it's really bad for you, but in the moment it goes down so easy.
Yeah.
You know, talking about the cinnamon whiskey?
That's right. And that's not something that I would indulge in now. I'm only about things that are bad for me. But, you know, like SVU, you can sit there and take in like 8 episodes to the dome, no trouble. But then you look back on like the objective content of what you've been watching, you're like, ugh.
Yeah, totally.
I've never watched SVU.
Oh, it's so
good. You got it. Okay.
Mariska Hargitay.
Oh my God.
Is that Detective an actor? Stabler? Yeah.
Right.
Oh, Elliot Stabler is great. Yeah.
I just know that whenever you're watching an improv show and someone says, the ask for is like Law and Order, the immediate gag people go to is a person unloading boxes.
Yeah.
That's
the only thing I know about Law and Order.
That is because those improv people have watched the John Mulaney special where he does that as material.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. And they are ripping that off. Wholesale.
And every time they do that?
Yeah. Because that's literally, he doesn't act out fully. Oh, that's the material of one of the most successful comedians.
So interesting.
Damn.
Yeah.
Tom, do you have one you want to share with us?
I do. This comes from r/nostupidquestions on our friend Reddit. Has anyone else ever heard of leaving an example lobster when cooking lobsters? My parents claim that plenty of people do it and they learned it from their own parents, but it's a ridiculous and horrifying process. For those who haven't heard of it, it's when you buy lobsters to cook, brackets by boiling them alive, and you leave only one alive. My family always set the lobster right in front of all the cooked lobsters and made it watch as we ate all the other lobsters. After that, we put the lobster in a cooler and drive it to the beach and send it back out into the ocean. The joke is that the lobster is supposed to tell the other lobsters of the horrors it saw. Has anyone else's family heard of this, or was I born into a family of sociopaths?
Now, what do you reckon? Does this ring true to you that this is plausible at all, this happened?
I can see. I mean, all text on Reddit seems fake nowadays.
Of course.
But I do buy that someone would do this. I think it seems too expensive as an everyday bit to me.
Who's cooking multiple lobsters for a
right?
For
how big and rich is this family?
Yeah.
Are the freaking Roys posting to Reddit now?
Is it Session Joke? Is that what you're doing?
Yeah, is freaking Logan Roy posting to Reddit now?
Do you know any other Succession characters?
No.
It does feel like, that bit in like Mulan where the guy's like, tell your friends. They leave one of them alive.
The Mongols or whatever kill all of them at one. They send a messenger back. But why would you want? I mean,
by the way, just quickly.
Yes.
If the Mongols are wiping out my unit, during the attack, I'm making it so clear how good I am at spreading gossip. During the attack, I'm like, guys, I think we're losing. Like, I'm projecting. I'm speaking from the diaphragm.
I'm a Gemini.
I love to talk. You can't shut me up. I can talk under wet cement. I swear to God.
That guy who gets killed? Yeah. He already left his wife.
God, I hope that I don't survive to tell everyone about this.
And I'm the only one here who knows the way to the next village, I guess.
I'm so popular there as well. Oh, my word is taken at such face value.
I'm the only one who knows how to use this megaphone.
I'm the only one who knows how to use this click.
Do you think you would turn quickly in a war situation?
Do I think I'm a coward? Yeah. Every stand-up comedian, I don't care, which I am, I don't care.
I thought he quit.
No, I don't care who you are. I think you're turning.
I reckon I would.
Yeah.
I also don't think that I would have the information that they want, but I would have like talked myself up in some stupid situation. And then I get kidnapped and then they're like, now tell us the secrets that you said you
Where's
had.
The bomb?
And I'll be like, I'm sorry, I was lying.
you have no idea how entry level I am.
I don't know anything. I've never met Dave Hughes.
I think I know the suburb that Sam Taunton lives in, but I think I might have gotten it wrong.
I told my mum that we were friends. I don't know.
An invading military is like, take us to your most powerful comedian. Where is Dave Hughes?
Oh no.
You're gonna use me to create propaganda.
Dave Hughes is a puppet.
I'm feeling grateful for the CCP. Has a social credit score. Hughes's gala said fucking crushed this year.
My yeah. kids are always like, oh, you're a puppet. No, I'm not. You're a fucking puppet. yeah, I don't know. I also don't understand the logic of this one because I feel like if you did send the lobsters back, wouldn't they warn the other lobsters not to get caught? And that'd make it more difficult. So wouldn't you want to actually, like, feed a lobster and make it have a good time? So when it went back, it's like, oh, my goodness, you get caught in one of these cages, you know?
Yeah.
Come live the high life at the Four Seasons or whatever.
And the effort to, like, go back to the beach. Like, did you collect them from the beach or did you get them from, like, a market? Like, what's the deal here? Is that lobster going to survive anyway?
It feels like you're dropping the lobster off so far from where it wants to be because they are at, like, the bottom. You're throwing it on, like, the shallows at the beach. Mm. Just chucking the lobster back in the tide pool and being like, tell your friends.
There's, like, a weird, like, you know when you're like, oh, I can't believe I find that hot. Is
what?
There's these so excited fishermen that, like, collect. They're lobster fishermen, and the rule is that if it's like a breeding female, like if it has eggs, you like clip its tail and it gets a hole, and that means that everybody knows that, like, even when it doesn't have eggs,
you're like, oh,
that
this
you
one
can't
breeds.
Yeah, this one breeds, you can't catch that. Yeah. And sometimes they like give it a kiss or they're like, off you go, girly. Like, they're just so gentle with the female.
And
that's hot.
Wow.
I genuinely believe that
the bar is on the floor.
Yeah, I think sometimes
I'm really nice at this breeding female.
I do think that men need to listen to women more because growing up you're like, you know what's hot is the professional wrestler Edge. he has long hair and a chin. And then you find out
what
you need to do.
Kiss a lobster?
You need to find the most fertile lobster you can.
And then caress it as you throw it back into
and
the ocean.
Gently let her go.
Show a modicum of care.
No, I'm doing steroids. This will get chicks.
I love it.
It's so good.
Anyway.
John, do you have one for us?
I do. Okay, so this is an Am I the Asshole?
Mm-hmm.
Am I the asshole for asking my roommates to remove their dildos from the bathroom mirror in a way that was not kind? And okay, so last night, one of my 23-year-old female roommates, she's 23 female. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Her roommates are 23-year-old male and 28-year-old female.
Uh-huh.
Okay, mummy. and washed their dildos in the bathroom sink and suctioned them to the mirror to dry. That's funny. I used the bathroom shortly after, and when I came out, I knocked on their door. And they said, who is it? And I said, get your dildos off the bathroom mirror, and walked away. And I went to bed later that night. The following morning, both dildos were still stuck to the mirror when I walked in. And again, I told them to get their dildos out of the bathroom. They told me I need to ask them kindly instead of demanding. And I said that I shouldn't have to ask at all. We've gotten to an argument about it. I'm worried that I may be the asshole because, yeah, I like definitely didn't kindly ask, but it's not like I was mean or unkind either. As I stated above, I feel like I shouldn't have to ask my roommates to not have their dildos in the common area. Mm. And the insistence that I ask them kindly feels like they're trying to derail me from my request that dildos not be left in the common area. Am I the asshole? Bye. Snipe Hunt.
All right. I think Balfie sent that in. Thank you, Balfies. What's sharehouse living like nowadays? Because when I lived in sharehouses, I guess people weren't leaving their dildos around. Is this a common practice in sharehouses now? I don't know.
I think, I'm a member of the kind of pay it forward group Rough Trade Sydney.
Uh-huh.
And one of the more frequent types of post on there is someone trying to offload, I would say, roughly a laundry basket of barely used dildos.
Sale, basket of dildos.
Oh, just a nice bottle of red. And then just, and I'll say, for barely used, they show the signs of wear and tear. So I think that maybe there are, you know, more a prevalent use of dildos now,
sure.
Michael.
But when you had a fleshlight, Tom.
Yes.
How did you wash that?
So what you do is you kind of.
Huh? Sorry.
Yeah. I wouldn't put in the dishwasher. I'd be too scared for it out there.
Like my little pal.
Yeah. That seems oddly cold for someone that's got me through so many So many hard nights. You gotta treat it with some effect. I'm kissing it before I throw it into the dishwasher.
Gently caress it.
Yeah.
This is a breeding female.
I think
use an electric toothbrush. This is worth her while as well. Yummy.
I'm trying to get off this flesh.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
God. No, I think you just kind of wash it out in the sink. Is my understanding.
Yeah.
I guess you didn't have housemates back then.
No.
Would you have left it out in the drying
God,
rack?
God, no.
Okay.
No, secret you don't. Shame. You wouldn't leave that out in the drying rack. I think. No. I think there's like a. I think this person's in the wrong. Like, you know, I think if you have a dildo around dressing, that's dildos. Fine. But if there's a chance that it's been inside someone for pleasure, I think you go ahead and you treat that as like a, you know, nothing of honor is commemorated here. There are no great deeds esteemed here. You go ahead and chuck that in a drawer no one's ever going to open.
But yeah. What, you dry it off with a towel then, I guess.
Yeah, I guess. I like you swing it around your head really fast till it makes a funny noise. Yeah.
Put in a sound spinner.
It really depends on the like dildo user. Like I feel like there's some people where I'd be like, yes, bitch, you pick dildos out. And there's other people where I'd be like, whoa. Yeah. Oh my God, no.
Yeah.
what's the characteristic, what's the personality characteristic that makes it okay to have it? Like, is it, are you after like a fun person who's like a sexually open person, they're okay to have their dealers out, or are they the ones where it's like more confronting?
They're okay, like Samantha, Sex and the City vibes, you know?
So it's whether how grim the fucking self with a dildo would be as you picture it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
If you go over to your dower friend and you're like, you see a, you know, the fucking bright red dildo drying in the dish rack,
and
you're
it's
like,
huge.
Oh,
and you're like,
got to go visit the old horny dowager who lives on the hill.
Making her way around in her bridal dress, plugged to the fucking eyes.
Oh my God. Also, like, yeah, I'm a bit like skeezy about like people just leaving like dildos around as well. Like, it's a bit like it should be, it has a place, it has a little box.
And it shouldn't
put
be
it in
somewhere
its little home.
I don't like the idea of it being kind of up on the mirror where a bug could land on it.
Yeah. Your toothbrush is there too.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. I kind of agree with you. I think it's inappropriate to leave him around. But I'm also just like, if I was that person, I would be so mortified by the whole situation. I probably wouldn't bring it up. You know?
You wouldn't
bring
up the dildos on the mirror.
I don't think I would. No, I'm trying to think
There's
about.
There's two.
Yeah.
I think if I was living with you and it was your dildos or whatever, I would bring it up as like a funny lol thing.
I mean, if mine were there, they would be up there because I wanted to like store hand towels on them or something.
Yeah. But if it was like a person who a random housemate who I didn't know very well, I would be so awkward about bringing up, hey, just a little thing. When, guys, house meeting, just when we wash our dildos, could we? Like, it's just such an awkward, I would not want to.
Yeah.
I hate that shit. Anyway, I've never been a house meeting kind of gal. If anyone, like, even if, like, the people are, like, pissing in the hallway or whatever, I'd be like, I'm just not going to say anything. They'll learn.
Bottling it up is low-key goated. As a way to deal with feelings, you cannot go past bottling it up.
Hey, guys, tier list. How to deal with the feelings. I'd say, like, therapy is, like, B tier.
Yeah. C tier, actually. That shit's expensive. But
bottling it up, that is S tier.
You can get
S-tier.
Bottling it up wherever you want. You don't even have to go to the shops to get bottling it up.
Now, in fact, it's also something you've been doing, like, since you're a child. Yeah. So, like, it's actually something you're, like, really good at as well. It's 10, sick.
Oh, drinking! Damn! I think people sleep on drinking.
And steaks.
Underrated, overrated. Drinking, where your feelings.
I don't know. I don't like the idea of walking into a bar bathroom and seeing two things. Also, if they're drying off, you know they've been used.
Yeah.
And that's just like a... I think you want to keep your sexuality or, you know, your...
You're very private, I think.
Yes. You want to keep the fact that you've experienced pleasure locked down.
Yeah.
Especially to like the other people you're living with.
And it's kind of a brag, isn't it? It's like, hey, we're fucking.
That's a huge brag.
Yeah. And also, like, maybe this is like really like the cherry on top of a situation. Like, could you imagine if you were living with like housemates who were like constantly like loudly fucking and like being obnoxious about it? And then like one day you walk in and you're like, your shift is at like 7 a.m.
Yeah.
You just want to wash your face and you hit your head on a big purple dildo.
For example, Danica. Some of us have got out of work.
Then it's like, yeah, absolutely. Like they need to get rid of their dildos.
But yeah. Then there's also, you hear stories about people who, like it happened a lot during the pandemic. I can think of like three or four friends who this happened to. They moved home with their parents or whatever during the pandemic. And then their mum, now that they're like in their late 20s, early 30s or whatever, their mum would be cleaning their room and would find a vibrator or whatever. Mm. And there was always like a funny story about like, and my mum just like put it under a towel or whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like
that's so fucked. The difference. It's so fucked up. That's
I would
so sad.
Love to see like a coffee table book of the different ways that parents have dealt with finding sex toys. Like leaving it on the center of the pillow, kind of putting it right at the back of the shell. Like
putting a pillow mint on top of it.
Yeah.
I love that. I also love the fucked version of that where like your parents find something really disgusting and shameful. They're like, what the hell is this?
Now, what is the-
like a friend of mine, and this is it sounds like it was me, genuinely was. a friend got her period like super young, like a child, and was so embarrassed by it and didn't want to put pads in the bin, so just like collected them under the bed. And then one day her mum came in and was like, what? And like fully like, rather than being like, hey doll, why'd you do that? She was like, you freak. What is this? Like, it's just so funny to me. It's like
all parents are trying their best and they're all so bad at it. Every parent is failing so bad. They're trying their best. But also, I can, like, obviously that's the wrong thing to do. But I can also imagine if you just find like an underbed full of pads, you're going to be like, yeah, that's a freak. That's some freak shit.
That or the piss drawer. You can't, the parenting part of your brain doesn't light up before. It doesn't have a chance to beat the impulse of finding like, fucking 5 liters of blood, dried blood under your
what the fuck is this?
What the fuck is this?
Why did you do this to me?
Jordan, what are we doing? I think I've talked about this on the podcast before, but I once sleptwalked into the bathroom, but my sleepy brain couldn't identify the toilet, and so I was pissing into a bin.
Yeah.
And I remember must have woken up my dad or whatever, and I was like five. And I still remember him was walking past the bathroom like, what are you doing? I'm like,
That's so embarrassing for
of
you.
Course.
Your dad's like, I've got a serial killer son.
Just pissing in a bin, Dad, what?
It's pretty much the same.
What?
It's pretty.
Yeah, it's the same. It just doesn't
don't
have an other
ally yourself
side.
With Tom. He and Demi piss in the sink sometimes.
Come on over. Come on over.
You
come
got
on
it.
Over here.
You know what I watched recently? Rat Race. A perfect film. No
Dude,
notes.
I love Rat Race. And I was singing its praises for a long time on Twitch chat. And wouldn't you believe how transphobic it is on a rewatch? And boy, did I get a talking to.
That's so funny. I was literally about to be like, I rewatched it and I was genuinely pleasantly surprised. But
see, this is the difference between someone who has several hundred people to tell them.
Yeah. Tom only consumes media when it's also co-consumed by some of the biggest freaks on the internet who will undoubtedly, well-meaningly tell Tom how wrong he is.
Oh, yeah.
Oh man, it was
so
bad.
Fucking funny
it's
though, huh?
So funny. I remember the first time I saw it and I was like, this is culture.
Yeah.
This is so funny.
On the rewatch, multiple belly laughs from me.
Yes.
It's so funny.
I remember a couple of years ago, Vic Zerps organized a concurrent watching of it for their birthday party. And so we all logged on and watched it at the same time. And there was a moment where we were all like,
yeah, oh yeah, absolutely.
But
yeah.
Also, the I Love Lucy bus is so,
it's so funny.
Of course.
And they got Cooper Gooding Jr. to do it. Like, that's insane to me.
They're like, when they all start screaming at the same time, oh, what
those
a flick.
Women on the speed racer car, Whoopi Goldberg and her adopted daughter.
Wait, like, why are we bringing up Rat Race?
Oh, I can't remember. Oh, yeah, the glasses. She has to shit out the window, the daughter. Oh, when she's like, I'm Prairie Doggin.
Dude, one of the most quoted lines in movie history, I'm Prairie Doggin. Oh.
And just being like, I hate you.
It's so good.
All right, I've got one to take us home, but do we have anything we want to plug? Tom, what do you got going on?
No, check on twitch.tv/TomWalker. I'm trying to get back into gigs. You'll see me popping up around the place. I don't know.
Bombing at Magic Mike, for example, running into doors.
The reason, and I know this, the reason that I bombed so hard was because the last week I fucking destroyed.
Yes.
And you know when you turn up to a gig, and even if you're fucking counter-programming it, but if you fucking completely crush and then turn up the next week, it's not going to be good.
No.
I've given up bombing, actually.
Not me. Can't seem to get away from the damn thing.
Do you reckon you've given it up?
What? I'm trying my best. What's going on with you, Jordan? Your comedy festival run is, well, it's last one tonight, but people won't get this till tomorrow.
Yeah,
so.
But I'm going to Spain. So if you have any ideas of what I should do there.
What cities are you going to?
I'm going to, just a bit of fun. Uh-huh. It's my 30th. I'm going with my friend. And we're going to go, exactly, we're going to go to Barcelona. Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Do you eat meat?
Mallorca. I will when I'm there, for sure.
Oh, there's some good hams to be had in Spain.
I think so. A lot of chorizo.
Yeah, a couple of years ago, I was like a not eating meat, and then everyone's like, you got to try the ham. I'm like, how good can the ham be? And then I had like one slice of the ham. I was like, oh my goodness.
Yeah.
But I also hadn't had meat. Oh, it's unclear because I hadn't had meat in like 6 years at that point.
Mm.
Unclear if that was just the best thing I've ever eaten, or if just it was like eating meat for the first time in 6 years was.
Nah, I reckon it's the best thing you've ever eaten.
It was incredible.
That's so good.
God, that
but yeah,
good.
Nothing coming up. Life's quiet June. Beautiful. Yeah.
Oh.
Mm-hmm. I'm waiting for my seeds to sow.
No, you should have sown.
Oh, I've sown my seeds.
The sowing is the...
Who does the sowing? Because I've got the seeds.
Ideally, the person who has the seeds sows the seeds.
I got heaps of cum.
Now, when you get to the reaping, that's when it really kicks up.
We're going to be doing a live Free to a Good Home next week on the Saturday. This week, I should say, this Saturday, the 13th of May at the Sydney Comedy Store. Come along to that. Guests include people like, I think Ben will be there. I mean, I know Ben will be there. He's told me he will be, even though I think Moses might also have to be there for childcare reasons. So, you know, you might get to meet Ben's kid. Maybe that'll be fun for you.
Don't do that.
Oh, my God.
What? Don't meet Moses. He's lovely.
Yeah, but like, if you're a podcast listener, don't be meeting the podcast listener's fucking kid.
That's true.
No, they can't know that their dad is shameful.
No. Hi, I listened to the cum episode. And then Ben in front of his kid had to be like, which one?
Alex Lee, Cameron James, and Brett Blake are going to be doing that with us. That's going to be really fun. Also, in exciting news, I've finished up the Sydney Comedy Festival, but on the 20th of May... in Sydney, I'm taping it. I'm filming it for one of the streaming services, not Netflix. So not like one people will watch, but still nice to be shooting it.
Channel,
you know?
7 Plus.
Yes, Channel 7. I'm doing it for Channel 7 Plus.
We're doing a special extended episode of We Interrupt This Broadcast.
What's that guy, Keen Tonight or whatever? Keeny's Keeny Show.
What the fuck is that?
Who was he?
We should interrupt his.
Oh, sorry.
No. I was cutting myself off because all I want to do is talk about.
Who is this Keeny?
What is happening on terrestrial TV? We all stopped looking and then.
They went insane.
Suddenly they found like a guy with 100,000 Instagram followers or something.
Yeah, sure. You can have a show.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, I'm taping it, which is going to be really fun because I haven't taped. Like, the only other special I've ever taped was one of those ABC ones.
Yeah.
You did one of those, right?
Yeah.
Where it's like you got to do it.
Terrible.
You got to do it for like not much money. And
they give
like,
you $5,000, which is not enough to do literally anything in TV.
I had to.
You don't get to pay yourself.
Yeah, like, I had to. Use when I did the ABC one, I had to pay all the money they gave me to the camera people and whatever directors and stuff, and then also had to give them all the ticket sales from the sold out show at the Comedy Store, and then probably had to put in like $2,000 of my own money on top of that.
Yeah.
Anyway, so this is going to be like a proper one where, like, you know, there's actual.
This one you're making money on, and it's going to be really well fucking made.
Yeah,
it's
going to be great.
I'm so excited for it.
The other night I texted Tom and asked if he would do a cameo in the show, and he politely declined.
One of the worst ideas I've ever
read. I like pictured him like, hey, would this be funny? I think this would be funny if you did this. And Tom was like, I will not be doing that because it's not funny. And also, I don't want to be part of that.
I'll tell you after the idea. It's fucking unhinged.
Anyway, so beautiful. Tom will be there, but not actually doing anything. You just spot him in the crowd, you know?
Yeah, come up to me. Meet Mr. Hing's baby.
So, yeah, come along to that. I would really love a bunch of Freddie Wilgood Home people to come along to that because they've been coming to the shows throughout the tour and they've been honestly the best audience members because they're you're freaks.
Yeah.
All right. This I think this was sent in by Dwaladin. So thank you for sending that in Discord.
What's up, Dwaladin?
This is. Are they a Tom Walker fan at all?
They're one of my freaks.
Oh, okay.
I mean, you know, they move in one of my circles.
Do you have a name for your little friends?
The worst. I got
pedophiles.
The pedophiles. Tom's Angels, I like.
Oh, that's nice.
Because I get
nice.
To start out with. Everyone hates it. Like, they all they actually hate when I say, hello, Angels.
I don't know why, but I feel like you should call your fans the deli.
The deli.
I don't know. It just came to my mind.
The deli is in like the place where you'd buy meat?
Yeah, just the deli.
Well, that sounds like I've stolen an idea from Demi.
Oh, no.
You know?
Demi's deli.
The Demi.
The Demi deli. But also.
The telly.
No, what are Tom's. Let's see. You drive a truck on stream. Is there anything we can do with that?
The worst one I've done so far is the Tom Unity. And
sure.
Yeah, I mean, it sucks.
I think your brand is Tom, but I think Walker would give you more access for puns, I think. Because
the silly Walkers.
Hey, now we're talking.
Be like, then you all just do like Mr. Cleese stuff.
Yeah, and let me tell you. Invoking John Cleese has aged like fine wine. No one cooler in 2023.
He's cool. He seems great. Mr. Silly Walk. Who are you worried about?
Him and...
Mr. Silly Trans Ideas.
Yeah. Get him, Jordan. Yeah. Get him. That'll show him.
John Cleese found dead.
Headshot. I'm out.
God, that dumb fuck.
He will die eventually.
His unfunny daughter is doing stand-up now, and she is doing a... I mean, this is years ago, but she was doing a split bill show with Steve Hofstetter, who's the guy...
Oh, the crowd work guy?
Yeah, the heckler destroys comedian guy.
Yeah, when he posts clips online. Mm. He's probably a fine comedian, but basically his entire online output is like... I encourage the audience to yell weird shit at me and then I call them a cunt and we do crowd work with that and stuff and then post that online.
Yeah.
And that's sort of that's the trend of all online content now, actually. So I guess in many ways he was a trendsetter.
The crowd work, the taking over of crowd work from like everything else, because you don't have to burn material and also people are so impressed by it.
Oh, it's crazy.
Like seeing like a clip that gets like fucking 50 million views on TikTok and everyone's like, oh, the delicate dance of the comedian. You can see that her samurai sword has been sharpened by many encounters. And then it's just someone being like, hey, how long have you guys been together? Yo! Like doing like a 100
million
dance.
Views.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
When you said Tom's Angels.
Yeah.
Fuck, I have a project story that is kind of funny.
Ooh.
So this is for people who have... we talked about it before.
Yeah, because we talked about the
So for international listeners, I'm on a...
For international listeners, Hing is on one of our 5 TV shows.
Yeah.
And on one of our 3 radio shows.
International listeners?
Yeah, there's people in...
Who the fuck is listening?
UK, Canada, and whatever.
That's so sick.
Yeah. Americans love hearing these voices.
Yeah, it's crazy. Anyway,
it's like tuning into your funny little like ant farm.
What's like the American... Is there an American version of like the... Probably not. In America, they have actual television shows. So here we have... Here, all our TV shows need to be like... One TV show.
Yeah.
Like, in America, you might have, like, The Tonight Show. So, like, instead, we have, like, the news is also The Tonight Show, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Because you don't have enough celebrities to have the celebrity interview portion of The Tonight Show reliably. So, instead, you can dryly discuss today's news.
Yes,
with a comedian who still has to sit there for that and be like, yeah, oh, it's crazy.
And then they go, and then there's only a horrible story about a flood, and then I'll throw to a little clip of a dog on a motorcycle. That's my job, right? That's my job on the project. And it's been pretty good so far. But recently we interviewed a lady who was in Star Wars. Her name was Simon something or other. I can't remember.
Mm-hmm. Was she in the cult, Nexium?
No, her name was Simon. She was from New Zealand.
Okay.
But I found out that she, when we were doing research for her in the meeting beforehand, I found out she was on a early 2000s show that you would both fucking love to remember called Thorpe's Angels.
Yes.
Yes.
So
yes.
Again, for international listeners, around the turn of the millennium, the most famous person in Australia was our greatest Olympian, Ian Thorpe,
yep.
Who's like sort of a 7 foot tall sort of merman who won all these gold medals at the 2000 Olympics.
He's the Michael Jordan of a sport that's boring to watch.
Exactly. Yes. He's one of the greatest swimmers of all time and just became a huge celebrity after the 2000 Olympics. So much. And by all accounts, he's a lovely guy as well. But just when he was, like 22 or something, that he was like the most famous person in Australia. So Channel 7 just gave him a show called Thorpe's Angels, which was based on Charlie's Angels. But rather than being like a suave guy in a suit, it was now just Ian Thorpe, a swimmer, who now sent three television presenters / models around the city to do acts of kindness. Were you young enough to old enough to remember this? Do you remember Thorpe's Angels?
No, but it sounds like Jim will fix it.
Yes, yeah, just like that, but like
less pedophile.
Yeah, I think he was a bit crook. Whereas I think
he definitely was. Yeah, right. Jimmy Savile. Yeah,
oh,
yeah.
Oh, was that Jimmy Savile?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Well, he sucks.
What I'm saying is Ian Thorpe did Jim will fix it,
but without any of the sex.
Yeah.
Again, can't stress enough. Ian Thorpe, not a sex criminal as far as we know.
By all accounts, really nice guy.
So this lady is coming on the show and we have like 5 minutes to talk to her, right? And it's the very end of the show and it's all wrapping up. And the interview is going really well. She's lovely. She's telling a great story about being pulled over by a cop, but turns out the cop is a huge Star Wars fan and then whatever. It was like a funny story.
Mm-hmm.
You have these little like earpieces in where the producers tell you, hey, like you've got 30 seconds left to talk and then you've got to wrap up the show. But for whatever reason, my earpiece happened to go dead right at the moment where they were telling everyone to rap. And so I'm like, they haven't told us. We must have like another 2 minutes.
Yeah.
So I'm thinking they're being like, oh, fuck, I got to think of another question to ask.
Okay.
So one of the co-hosts, Hamish, I don't realize this, but he's sort of winding the interview up and I'm trying to think of anything to ask her about. So I turn away from Hamish to the guest and I go, and this is while the producer is being like, okay, wrap it up, guys, wrap it up. Wrap up the interview right now. Like, we've got 10 seconds of the break. I turn in the middle of the saying, wrap it up. I turn to them and I go, so you're on Thorpe's Angels. Tell me everything.
Oh my
and
God.
Like, the other three people in the panel are like, what the fuck is he doing? He's gone rogue.
And they can hear in their ears. Like, what the fuck?
Things gone rogue.
The directors are like in their ear being like, what's he doing? What's he doing?
Why would he do that?
This is like your version of like, what's that movie where he's like, I've had enough. I won't take it anymore. Yeah. But it's you be like, tell me everything about Thorpe's Angels.
And like, she hasn't thought about this in 20 years. Oh. She was like, Ian Thorpe's a really nice guy, I guess. And I had a fun time making it. Like, super weird. And then I'm like, no, but I want to know everything. Like, still thinking that I need to fill time. And then, like, literally, I think Hamish or whatever, one of the other co-hosts just comes over. Anyway, sorry, look, I don't think he could, like, talk about this all night. We've got to move on to the next question.
Oh, my God, dude.
That's just the funniest thing to, like, to go back to. Anyway, how was your Christmas?
Oh, well, I was going to read this one out, but we've almost hit an hour. So, I'll just do it now. We'll wrap it up. I don't know who this sent this one in. I think it was Dualadin. So thank you, Dualadin. Yeah. This is entitled Good Drugs to Become More Deranged. Okay. It's a grizzled. I imagine this is sort of a grizzled man writing this. When I was 19, I drove across the country to marry a woman I'd never met.
Ah.
We communicated through letters for a few years.
Okay.
She backed out while I was. She backed out while I was on my way. To pick her up. to drive to City Hall. So I disappeared into the American Midwest for a month, living out of my car. I finally returned home and rented a cabin in the wilderness with a carbon monoxide leak. open brackets, I did not find out about this until months later.
Oh, I thought that's why he went there.
Yeah, I would pay extra.
And I spent 6 weeks creating some of the best art of my life, resulting in me being shortlisted for some extremely prestigious awards in my particular discipline. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know if it's sculptural painting or what. Anyway, he says, I am older and wiser now. My technical craft has improved and I've attained great psychic stability. With this improved craft, I now need to achieve the level of derangement that I felt while living in that cabin in the woods. What drugs do you suggest I do?
Wow.
I would suggest go back to the cabin, you know? Mm. Get that carbon monoxide on.
How
you know?
Hard can it be to break whatever they did to fix the leak? You can just go ahead and take a hammer to whatever pipe carbon monoxide is in.
Yeah, it's carbon monoxide.
It's a gas, right? It's like a gas stove.
Why would it be in the house? It'd be gas stove.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, just get a gas stove. Leave it running a bit.
Leave it running. Yeah. Sylvia Plath, she wrote some of her best poems in the last 5 minutes.
One hand coming out of the oven. Can't read the fucking thing, but you can tell it's great.
I thought Sylvia Plath walked into the ocean.
No, that's Virginia Woolf.
Virginia Woolf, sorry. Yeah, yeah. Right, okay.
Yeah. Stones in Pockets.
Yeah.
Perfect way to go.
She did Stones in Pockets, walking
into
the ocean.
Stones in Pockets.
Fucking hell.
Yeah.
Fuck, you'd be... I mean, it's a workout.
Do you, you both aren't very much into drugs, are you?
No.
Are you?
Well, I can only speak for myself here. I wouldn't answer for Jordan.
I do really like taking drugs.
Yeah.
I like MDMA and cocaine,
but not art drugs. Not artistically.
Like, no, I don't like acid. I don't like ones where, or like shrooms sometimes, but I don't like the idea of losing control.
Yeah.
So I don't love, but I feel like you need that. But maybe also I feel like just like drinking and smoking weed could do that.
I think you.
I don't know why I'm
art.
Genuinely giving advice to this
I
person.
I think for art, you want to do it. It's got to be acid. You want to be.
It's
got to
be acid, or
art,
just
surely.
like really bad depression.
Yeah, it sounds to me like what he's chasing is like the high of ruining your life.
Yeah.
Like,
oh, you
know,
think this isn't about the monoxide? Like, this is actually about getting dumped at City Hall.
Absolutely.
This is about being 19 years old and having the woman that you're trying to marry make the best decision of her life and fucking ghost you. Like,
absolutely.
This is about like hitting an emotional rock bottom.
Do you think that is a service we could provide to artists then? Hey, are you in your 30s and 40s? Your life is sorted out and you need to feel something again. Come to, you know, Hing, Tom and Jordan, we'll ruin you emotionally.
We could break someone down.
And then you can go off to a cabin and write the great American novel or whatever.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, could take down their pants and laugh at their genitals or something. You
we
know?
Should start like a NIDA, but it's for
actually,
just random people.
Isn't this what happened to you at clown school? Then I think about it.
Well, the emotional destruction for sure. Actually, I didn't get it as bad as a lot of other people did because, I don't know, it was a... But yeah, essentially what I think a good part of the emotional destruction school, you know, shit that we could set up is just basically getting them started on open mic comedy.
Yeah.
But then like after every set, taking them aside and being like, that was really bad. Like, you know, because the delusion is what powers you through, but you just need them to know like, hey, that was, really sucked.
Did I tell you, I think I saw your clown teacher in a movie with Hillary Clinton.
Yes, he's in the Apple TV thing where him and Nat Palamedes and Hillary and Chelsea Clinton do a clown workshop together. I haven't been able to
watch
it.
I would hate to see Chelsea's clown.
Oh, it would be so bad.
It'd just be her dad. She'd just do her dad.
She would come and she'd be having such high expectations that everyone would love it too.
Oh,
you'd see her in her face the moment she's like, I need a saxophone, doesn't hit.
Hillary Clinton's just one of those weird sex clowns like Betty Crump.
Hillary Clinton doing the Pussy Prince.
I used to be Secretary of State.
Now I'm Secretary of Cunt.
Yeah.
All right, that feels like enough podcast for today. Thank you both for
whoa. This is how you wrap up every interaction.
Yeah, I'm like, all right, that's enough.
Thank you.
That genuinely is.
It's been an hour. We should go. Tom, thank you for being here. I really hope you give comedy another go.
Fuck off.
Enjoy Spain. When are you going to Spain?
In July.
Okay, get in touch with Jordan.
Love
you know.
Let
Tell
me know
her what's happening.
So, wait. When you were saying that you were having like a lazy June, you weren't shitting. You were literally taking a pre-holiday time off because you don't have any gigs in June.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Then in July, you got to
clear your schedule.
I got a lot on. I'm doing exactly what Jenny said. She said, this eclipse, go to Spain. It's the first time we've had a Scorpio eclipse in 2 decades.
Are you a Scorpio?
No.
Oh, you fucking idiot. All right. We'll see you next time. Bye.
If you like pina coladas.